Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Jean Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
And like I said, a little crossover of a couple of programs that's going on in February. You got your hand in both of them.
All right. Yeah. Kind of. And they're also two different topics. So the first one, I know I've talked about this program before, and I know if you're a regular listener to KOFO, both probably Rod and Ryan Shaw there in Frontier District has probably talked about this program, but hey, that's what happens when you have two districts and three counties going together to host a program. So the Meridian District, Frontier District, Coffee County, Douglas County, and Shawnee County have all gone together to host this beef heifer replacement meeting that will be Thursday, February 13th. At 6 o'clock with the dinner, and then the program will start at 6:30. This program, since we were looking for a centralized location, we'll be hosting this in Ottawa, there at the Ottawa Memorial Auditorium, there on Hickory Street. So we're looking forward to this meeting. We're going to kind of dive deep into three big topics that revolve around heifer replacement. So we are actually bringing out two of our awesome beef specialists. So we're bringing out Jason Warner, who is our cow-calf specialist, and he's going to talk on heifer development. So what's the right weight? What's the right feed rations you should be giving your heifers to make sure that you give them an advantage for a long life in your cow herd? And then we're also bringing out Sandy Johnson, who is our Northwest Kansas beef specialist. But Sandy is awesome in AI-ing type information with those heifers. So she's going to talk on heat synchronization, either if you're AI in those heifers or those heifers are going to be bull bred. And then our last topic that we're going to dive deep into for that evening is doing some cost comparisons. So is it better to retain those heifers from your own herd or to go out and buy some bred heifers? So like I said, we're going to be diving deep into three great topics for those heifers and being in your herd. Again, this is a free program for people to attend. We just ask that you give us a call saying that you're coming. So that we ask that you RSVP just because we're doing that dinner. And we want to make sure that we're going to have enough food for everybody. Again, that meeting will be on Thursday, February 13th. The dinner will start at 6 o'clock, and the program will start at 6:30. And if you are coming, please give Frontier District Linden office a call, and their number is 785-828-4438. Again, that's just make sure that we have enough food for everybody. My next program, like I said, this is going to be a little 180 on the topic. But I'm actually partnering with my family and consumer science agent here in the Meridian District, Kathy Gow. We are putting on a Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate. So for those who might know or been listening in the past, currently going on right now is across the state of Kansas is a Leaving a Lasting Legacy series for those farm succession. And so when I was putting on this getting ready to put on that series, which is currently going, I talked with Kathy and said, that farm succession meeting is going to be a great topic, but we also have this Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate program that a lot of the SDS agents do, and that talks on estate planning. So who's going to get what items? So we are hosting that meeting on Tuesday, February 18th, here at the Extension Office in Paola. It'll be roughly an 8-hour-long meeting, so we'll get things kicked off about 6 o'clock and should end around 7 or a little bit after. We are providing a meal that evening, so we do ask that you RSVP, and you can just RSVP by calling the Paola Extension Office. And also with the meal and the topic the title of the program, Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate, we will be having pie. So please come and enjoy the meal and eat some pie and learn how to kind of get that estate planning going. So we're going to talk a little bit on the importance of a written will or property wishes. We're going to talk about identifying which items are of a special importance to family. Six key factors to consider when passing down those family heirlooms. We'll also talk on common property transfer rules, and then how to prevent the potential conflict and how to manage that conflict that might come up with it between the family members. So it will be a really good informative program, and again, that's going to be on Tuesday, February 18th, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock here at the Paola Extension Office.
And two programs that I'm excited to see how they turn out. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.